Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Whose likeness is inscribed on you? Mark 12:13-17. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion. For you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." And they brought one, and he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. When we purchase something, there will inevitably be two things that will identify the item beyond just what it is. Whether it's a car, a toy for our children, or a garden tool, it will be identified by what company made it and where it was made. Those identifiers create an expectation for us regarding the item we purchased, what its quality will be, cost to purchase, longevity, etc. In Mark 12, the religious leaders are trying to trap Jesus so that he will be hated by the people and able to be condemned by the leadership. Don't you love a story like this, where corrupt leadership is exposed and the tables are turned and their underhanded plans turns against them? At first glance, Jesus' reply to the question of whether they should pay taxes to Caesar or not is just about money. Should we support our oppressors with our tax dollars? This seems like a lose-lose situation. If Jesus says yes, the people might turn on him because they hate paying the occupying oppressive Romans. If he says no, he will quickly be in trouble with the Romans who rule over the Jews. Jesus wisely asks to see a common coin and asks, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" This answer made the people marvel. But maybe it made the people marvel for more than just the fact that he was not able to be trapped by them. I believe that Jesus was both teaching the people their true identity and rebuking the leaders for their rejection of their true identity. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.'" You see, we are created in God's image. Our Creator has imprinted His likeness on us. Sin has marred and distorted this, but Jesus' rebuke to the religious leaders is a call back to living in the likeness of our Creator. Every command God has given us is a reflection of His character. Therefore, our obedience is our opportunity to reflect the goodness and majesty of our Creator. We love because He first loved us. He lays down His life, so we lay down our lives. He is honest, so we are honest. He is kind, patient, and good, so we live to reflect the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pray and ponder the good that God is putting before you today that you can do and therefore reflect the image of God imprinted on you. Dear Lord, thank you for revealing who you are to me and for helping me to live like I belong to you. I need you today to help me see and do the good you call me to. I can't do this on my own, but I want the world around me to know who you are and therefore who they are and that we were created to reflect your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.